Hey guys, it's Drew from Court of Nerds here telling you that Tom and Chi in Granville is back. They've got impressive meal deals, so here's what you can look forward to when you stop by to get cheesy. Start your week off with a $29.95 Monday meal deal that feeds a family of four. No one wants to cook to start the week, so go get cheesy instead. Plus, kids 12 and under eat free from 4 to 8 every Tuesday, or enjoy a half-off grilled cheese donut every Wednesday from 4 to 8. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app like I did, you can hop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Plus, if you're like Stacy and you need it gluten-free, they can take care of you. Tom and Chi is proud to support Chia, a locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville, near Cabela's. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another scintillating episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that doesn't give a damn what you think. No, I'm lying. We care so much, it's a little sad. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
We are your Court of Nerds, brought to you by the good folks at Tom and Chi in Granville. You can go and check them out right meow. Their stuff is delicious, even if you hate the glutens.
Yes.
Because Stacy hates the glutens.
Their bread is phenomenal.
It is. It's super good, super cheesy, super wonderful. We haven't done a regular podcast like this in a little while, guys. I've kind of missed you.
A little bit.
Not you, Stacy. Mostly John.
And we live together.
You live together. Yeah,
I know.
Aw, the bromance.
He's been gone a lot.
I've been gone a lot.
Aw, John, you sound so sad.
We watched Raw together yesterday, John.
I got a little before that.
I'm trying to give you as much of my time as I can.
Either way,
we're cool. It's cool. It's fine. It's normal. It's fine.
Totally.
But we've had a lot of interviews lately. We've had a lot of stuff coming up. But John and I did move, so that kind of prevented us from getting a lot of stuff done that we wanted to do. So now we can kind of get back into the groove. We will have Mark Hodges from Grand Rapids Comic Con joining us next week to kind of talk about how he thought this year's con went. And you guys know Mark. He's probably already got half of next year booked already. So we're going to try and see what we can get him to tell us that he shouldn't tell us. That's generally what we do with Mark. You just let him talk, and eventually he tells you things he's not supposed to tell you.
Just keep it rolling.
Just roll tape. Speaking of rolling tape, they rolled plenty of tape on the new Star Wars film, The Last Jedi. John, why don't you talk to people about why the runtime has your pants so tight?
Well, it's... I mean, it's true. No, it's true.
See, why does that make you laugh?
True. Sorry, just...
This is going to be a...
The segue into that.
Yeah, it's money. That's what I do for a living. Come on, let him talk.
I know.
From what IMDb says, it says 150-minute runtime, which is going to be the longest of the Star Wars saga movies. And I think the second closest was like 222, which was Attack of the Clones, which is even stranger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. something like that. I'm not 100%, so don't quote me. But... Yeah, it's amazing because it means that this movie there's a lot of factors about this, but this means that they gave Ryan a whole bunch of it wasn't even yes men. It was just yes, an answer to yes. Like, yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. And it's crazy because he was going I believe what they did is they offered him the option to do episode 9 before they asked JJ when they fired Trevor. Or Colin, Trevor Rowe. And
either way.
Yeah, either
same
way.
Same person.
Same person. He not gonna direct episode 9 anymore. That's what's happening. So they decided to give him his own trilogy, which makes me even scream louder for The Last Jedi, because maybe what they're gonna do is what George Lucas did with the original trilogy, which was he directed and wrote the first one, and then he helped write second, third, and let somebody else take the reins on the second and the third movies. So hopefully, and maybe not even hopefully, maybe he just wants to do the whole thing. It hasn't been talked about a whole lot, but he starts off the new trilogy that is non-Skywalker canonical, but still canon, and then let more directors take off. So with them... or with Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm giving Rian Johnson, there's his own trilogy. It screams that this movie is exactly what Disney wanted.
Oh.
And it's still yet to be known if the fans are going to enjoy it. But I'm very, very excited for it.
That's right. We've already got our tickets for opening night. You'll be able to find us in the IMAX back row like we do. Right? We're in the back row?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's you. I assume these things with you.
We're a little off to the side, but, you know.
It's not exactly what you wanted, but it's close enough, John.
I'm not going to complain.
You're going to complain. You'll find something.
Because my seat is going to be closer to the middle, so it's fine.
And nobody's going to be opening a bag of peanuts behind him.
Oh, I'll kill him.
God, the murder. The murders.
The murder peanuts.
No, John, I'm with you. Everything points to this being a spectacular film. Directors don't get given fresh trilogies if they made a pile of poop.
And well, the before fact it that, even came out, too.
Well, like, the fact that they let it run this long. I mean, I'm sure Kathleen Kennedy has seen this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kathleen Kennedy has probably seen this movie, I mean, as many times as she's felt like. But it's got to say something to people that this movie led to Johnson getting the next trilogy, being handed the reins to basically either the future or the past of the Star Wars franchise. John, how much do you love the rumors that he might be doing a Knights of the Old Republic trilogy?
It's fantastic. You could end it with the Sith falling, the third movie. You could end it with the Sith falling and Darth Bane, creating the rule of two. And then from then on out, I mean, you got the Phantom Menace, and then it would bleed right in 1,000 years later, granted, but it would bleed right into the Phantom Menace.
Right.
It would
okay.
be perfect.
Quick time out and pause. You're referencing Darth Bane. Is that something that was in the EU that is now no longer technically in existence for Star Wars?
Well, the canon, Star Wars canon has been tripping me out lately because Knights of the Old Republic is still a live running game online, but it's not technically canon yet. They have not announced Knights of the Old Republic as canon. They could at any time just switch, hit the switch and
oh, yeah,
boom.
They'd be
cannon.
Foolish not to embrace it, right?
I mean, they've brought back characters. They've brought back Thrawn. They've brought back a couple others that are, you know, skipping my mind right now. But the one thing, and Gavin and I were talking about this yesterday, they put out a Black Series Last Jedi set of toys, and Jaina Solo is one of the toys. She is not canon, yet they're making non-canon toys. It doesn't make any sense to me at right now, because I thought, from what everything was said, this is not it anymore. It's Legends. It's what it's called. It's called Legend now. It's not the EU anymore.
It's called it's the
Star
Legend
Wars
universe.
Legends or whatever. So it blows my mind that they're putting out toys and, you know, all these rumors about Knights of the Old Republic and whatever. I say go 1,000 years forward, personally.
Mm, you want to go deep
just
into
start,
the future.
Start anew, like completely anew. Or go even farther back before the planets were, or before space travel was like used all that much. Before the planets united into the Federation or the Republic or whatever it was. And maybe if you want to go the George Lucas route and get political about it, you could do a whole trilogy about the formation of the Republic or whatever. But I like the Old Republic part because multiple Sith versus multiple Jedi is what I think everybody really wants deep down inside.
And by everyone, do you mean you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm just going to pull back the curtain on how we make this podcast for a second, because people have asked, like, how do you guys fill so much time every week? How do you guys always? I just say Star Wars and let John talk.
There you go.
That's how this podcast functions. If you guys have not figured that out yet.
Star Wars.
We say Star Wars. John talks for a while. Boom. Podcast.
But I get too excited and I like stumble a lot, but it's fine.
It's adorable. People find that endearing about you. I just talked to someone this week. They said John's endearing.
Don't you have a fan on Twitter?
Yeah, like a fan. Yeah.
No joke.
You have a fan on Twitter.
My best friend from kindergarten. I was on the phone with him the other day and he goes, dude, you know, I love you, right? And like, we've been best friends our whole lives. I was like, yeah. He goes, I think John's my favorite member of Court of Nerds. And I was like, what? What the hell, traitor? And he goes, no, I identify with him. Well, you guys are the same type of nerd. That's the thing. He's a right? Star Wars sci-fi nerd. Yeah. He doesn't nerd on much else. He's pretty specific. So he identifies with you. So if you ever think that people don't love your stumble bumble way of doing things, John, they do.
It works.
You're endearing. It's a quality people like. Much like people have generally liked Marvel's Punisher on Netflix.
Hell yes.
So the series.
No spoilers. Because no spoilers. I'm only like no six in and Drew's zero in.
I'm zero so. In. But here's where I want to use this as a device to talk about Rotten Tomatoes. Because Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty divisive issue. The tomato meter, which is what critics think of a series, has Marvel's The Punisher at 61%.
What the
now,
hell?
Now, hold on.
Is it the
on.
Green squish mark or is it still a
tomato,
red tomato?
It's above
50%. Okay.
Because it's above 50%.
The green squish.
The green squish is bad.
Did the green
the
squish
squash
mark
tomato?
Is bad?
Yeah. However, guess what the audience score for The Punisher is?
87.
91.
94.
Really?
94%.
Yes. Well-deserved.
While critics are calling it slow, failure to develop, misses certain notes, tries too hard, fans are saying it's the perfect blend of violence and development. It lets you empathize with Frank Castle without forgetting that he's a terrible person.
Yes.
From what I've seen from fans, and I guess from blogs like ours, thecourtofnerds.com, The Punisher played with that line between making Frank a character you identify with and reminding you that he's murdering the shit out of people.
Yeah. I never once thought this is moving too slowly or when is he going to kill some more people? It was like, I think I rewound at least three or four spots just to watch them over. And they're all, of course, like the epic battles. I was like, holy shit, that was amazing. I gotta go back, watch it immediately.
But, so he's murdering people, which, you know.
They're bad people, though.
Right. That's my point is, yeah, he's murdering people, but it seems justified.
But they're bad people. But the thing that, you're right, I have yet to start the series. The thing that I keep hearing is that, yes, he's murdering bad people, but the series never lets you forget that Frank himself is also a bad person.
Correct.
He's just slightly less bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's very true.
He toes the line.
A lot of it's just following orders. And, you know, that's all you can really say.
I got so excited. I thought for sure it was only going to be like 10 episodes. I started watching it, and I'm like, man, shit's going to have to start blowing up here if we're going to make it in 10 episodes. And I looked at the listing, and I was
13.
Like, 13! 13 episodes of this! I got so excited.
Well, it's because they knew it was going to be better than the 8-episode
Iron
Defenders.
Fist.
Iron Fist
and Defenders were both bad.
Well, that was not only 8? Was Iron Fist only 8?
No, Iron Fist should have only been 8.
Right, and you know they're filming season 2 right now, right?
Of Iron Fist?
Yeah.
They have to. They've committed to it. That's kind of the problem with intertwining everything if you're Marvel. You can't just drop the one that doesn't work because then you have to explain what happened.
So is there going to be...
You can't drop Iron Fist. You can't drop Iron Fist from the story entirely because a lot of it is focused around things that are going on in the Seven Cities of Heaven.
Yeah.
So it's going to hopefully get better. And hopefully they get a grasp on the character or bring in a writer who's written him in the comics better. Bring in Ed Brubaker. Bring in Matt Fraction. Bring in guys who know how to do this because clearly the people who wrote the first season of Iron Fist had no idea about the character.
That was a painful show to watch.
So
I didn't even finish it.
No.
It was super. I suffered through it.
I toughed my way through it. So
it's just too much to watch right now.
The Punisher, though, is not one you have to tough your way through.
No.
And neither is Runaways. Marvel's first series on Hulu is a fucking blast. Like, it does not have the speed or the violence of Punisher yet, which had Stacey questioning it after one episode.
Should we revisit our conversation about it, Drew?
Where you were after one
where
episode.
I'm like, why the hell should I care about this show?
Sell me on this. Tell me why to care about these kids. Damn kids. They don't have any guns. Why don't they have guns? Can someone give them guns? Can they get guns somewhere?
Don't they have powers? Or they're learning their powers or whatever?
I want to go non-spoilery on this, too, because there are only 4 episodes out. The 4th episode just came out last night. At midnight. I'm going to go home and watch it when we're done with this. But Runaways was a great book that I didn't think Marvel would stay true to in a series. And what I found myself saying through the first 3 episodes was, holy shit, they're really going for it. They are really going for it. There's some out there stuff that they do that I didn't expect Disney Marvel to be okay with doing.
Oh, this is Disney.
Technically, this is Marvel, which is owned by Disney.
Well, that's
Marvel doesn't really have the ability to operate independently without Disney okaying shit.
No, I'm just saying, is Runaways X-Men?
No, Runaways is a complete. So the quick backstory on Runaways, okay?
So it's not Fox property.
It is not a Fox property. Okay. Runaways are characters that are owned by Marvel, and they are technically set in the Marvel U. They weren't instantly embraced as part of the Marvel universe. They were kind of a side story that would reference the other Marvel universe, but not really be a part of it. You never saw Iron Man showing up in Runaways. You never saw, you know, a lot of the major characters. But Runaways was originally created by Brian K. Vaughan, who made Saga, who's done a lot of great comic book work. The second arc of Runaways was written by Joss fucking Whedon. So this is a series that had so much pedigree when it came to the comic books that I was really nervous that they wouldn't do it right on Hulu. And then I saw who the team was working on it on Hulu, and it's the same folks who did The OC and Chuck. So if you're going to blend action, comedy, and teen drama romance, I can't think of a better team than the people who made The OC and Chuck.
Yeah, you love Chuck.
Shazam,
right?
He's like, fucking Zachary Levi's Shazam? Do you have any idea how tight my pants got? And then I took them off.
Ah.
Zachary Levi.
Shazam!
After Chuck, Zachary Levi instantly shot up the list on favorite actors. And then he was so wonderful, entangled. Zach Levi is a guy I wish all the success in the world for. Like, you ever have that where you find an actor that you just root for when you see them in something? You're like, man, I hope that does well because that seems like a really cool person. Zach Levi's that guy to me. The nerd machine that he runs is wonderful. The guy's one of us. That's kind of the thing. Yeah. He's one of us.
One of us.
Who broke through in a show about being one of us.
Yeah.
Like, Chuck, if you haven't watched Chuck, I don't know that I can implore you to watch a series more than I would implore people to watch Chuck. It has the right amount of heart, jokes, and action to keep you engaged through its entire run. I cried at the finale. I won't watch the finale again because I will cry every time.
I still wish it was John Cena, though.
Shut up.
Just because of The Rock versus Cena, that'd have been cool. Don't tell me it wouldn't have been cool.
Wow,
it would have been cool. You're not wrong.
Level.
Hold on. He's not wrong. It would have been cool. It would have been cool. He's not wrong.
Anyway.
But Runaways, and I love the headline of the review from USA Today. Marvel's Runaways is a teenage dream. Because this cast of teens is Stacy, and John has yet to sit down and watch it. So this is where we get to leave John out for a little bit.
Cool. He talked too much about Star Wars.
You're such a dick.
It's on TV right now.
Have you?
Of course it's on TV right now. But in Runaways, the cast of teens has to carry this show. They are the stars of this show.
Yes.
And I think the chemistry between our six main characters is just electric. Seven? Am I bad at the math? No, it's six. It's electric. These kids play so well together within these characters, and they make you care very, very quickly.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen any piece of it that makes me go, ugh. Riverdale.
You acted out on Riverdale, yeah.
I barely got 15 minutes in, and I was like, a whole lot of nope on that one.
That's fine. I think I tried to tell you that. The first episode of Riverdale is a struggle, and once you get going, it's great.
Yeah, I got other things I want to watch.
I know.
But as soon as I got past, I think it was the second episode, because you told me just to tough it out, and I was like, all right, I'm going to finish this episode, and if it's not good, I'm dropping it like a freaking hot potato. And as soon as I got done with that, what did I say to you about it?
You were like, why should I be watching this? Why am I watching this? Sell me on this. I'm like, wait, I don't have to convince you how to spend your free time. You do what you want.
Well, I think you said just make it through this episode. Make it through the second episode and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And after that, I think I sent you a message. I was like, holy shit.
Yep.
Yes, I'll watch this. Sold.
There aren't a whole lot of big names in this series. The two really recognizable actors in it are James Marsters, who was in Buffy.
Buffy!
Yep. And he plays a perfect asshole.
Oh, yeah. He's a friggin' prick.
Pitch perfect.
He was a prick in Buffy, too.
Right. It's everything you loved about Spike, but without the terrible accent.
Or the hair.
His hair's still pretty bad in this series. And then the surprise to me, and John, you'll love this one, Kip Pardue plays a role. And if those aren't familiar, he was Sunshine in Remember the Titans.
Sunshine. Oh, yeah. I recognized him.
Yeah. So, again, it's a phenomenal series based on kind of a weird book. And if people go and buy the book because of Runaways, that's awesome. Stop by your local shop and get it. It is fucking phenomenal. So that one has been another one that we've been having a lot of fun talking about. Another thing people haven't had so much fun with, Justice League.
Now, want.
Our reviewers, John and Ben, both said they enjoyed it a lot more than critics were saying they would. Critics have been bashing the film. It's not doing well on Rotten Tomatoes. And now we found out that it is not going to do well at the box office.
I think it's going to lose in between $50 and $100 million for Warner Bros.
Yep. And for anyone thinking, what? How can it lose that much money? You don't think about the global marketing, the global television ads, the fact that they're not just trying to sell us this movie in America. Forbes has a wonderful write-up on it, you know, about the possibility of losing up to $100 million. You've got a revenue figure of $575 million. Now there's the cost of $300. They're projected to make $575 million on this movie. The movie budget, $300 million. $150 million for marketing, $60 million for global home entertainment costs, $20 million for Talent Guild residuals and off the tops, another $20 million in interest expense, and this is a guess from Forbes, $50 million for talent participation.
Oh, and remember, that $300 million would have been chopped probably in half if they didn't have to reshoot half the damn movie.
Total estimated costs, $600 million.
Oh, that gives me heartburn.
I think it'll make more than $600 million worldwide.
But it's given...
Over
it's
how
right
much
now,
time, though?
It's right now given a
BBS
negative...
BBS made $800 million worldwide.
But again... John, it's working out right now to have a negative 12% return on investment.
Its drop from first week to second week wasn't that terrible, though. It just didn't make as much money as expected the OG weekend. So,
but here's the thing. Some of that profit, that $575 million they're estimating, is in home entertainment revenue that can take several years to trickle in. The TV revenue... even longer.
Oh, people are waiting for the Zack Snyder cut of this movie.
They're not going to get it.
Extended cut of this
movie. I don't
think
they're going to get it.
Oh, hell no, they're not going to get it.
No, if I'm Warner Brothers, there's no way I would let it happen.
You will get an extended version. You will not get a Zack Snyder cut.
No,
there's
you won't.
No way in hell.
No, no way in hell. They're not going to undermine Joss Whedon, who's still doing Batgirl for them, when I don't think
Maybe.
The studio... What's that?
Maybe.
No, that's confirmed.
No, I know, but...
They've confirmed that they're still doing that. The big rumor... of course, was that Whedon was being removed from Batgirl for the negative reaction to Justice League, a movie he neither wrote nor shot the first draft of. He went in and tried to fix what Zack Snyder did, and the rumor is that Warner Brothers is giving him a ton of credit for the fact that all the reviews say they like at least the characters in the Justice League. That was yes. Snyder's choice to use what the fuck as a villain.
Steppenwolf.
Yeah, I said what the fuck, didn't I?
Just, you know, reiterating.
Yeah. You did just affirm my point, so thank you. You know, it was Snyder who wrote the film. It was Snyder who chose how to end BVS to lead into this. And it's Snyder who's constructed this entire universe so far. If I'm Warner Brothers, Snyder's the guy to fire.
Well, he quit, so.
Hold
on, he left to deal with family tragedy.
Well, yeah, he quit.
Can you name the top two Zack Snyder movies that he's ever done?
300.
Yeah? Yeah, probably.
Watchmen?
Maybe.
I mean, Watchmen's debatable. It's controversial. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Yeah. Sucker Punch was fucking awful.
So how does somebody like that get a gig like this? How?
Christopher Nolan gave him a rave review.
Is that seriously how he got this job?
I would assume yes, because Nolan wasn't going to do Man of Steel. He just wasn't going to do it.
Right.
After Batman, he was like, I'm going to go do my stuff. That's why he wanted to go do Dunkirk and, you know, other things like that. But Man of Steel was supposed to be, let's go dark and gritty. Let's have it produced by Christopher Nolan. Let's get weird Zack Snyder up in here and do some slow-mo shit. And, you know, they had this whole, it seemed like they had this whole plan to do that, and then it just went.
Well, their idea was to do what Marvel has done and have all the movies kind of look the same-ish and feel the same-ish. But they failed at that massively. Now, Snyder is currently still attached to direct Justice League Part 2, according to IMDb. He is still set to be a producer on Aquaman, Wonder Woman 2, Suicide Squad 2, and Flashpoint, as well as Deadshot, Gotham City Sirens, and others.
They were smart. They would let him go.
Well, as a director, sure, but as a producer, keep taking his money. Like, he blew so much of yours, take his. The bad thing here, the downside is, because, John, I know you and Ben loved The Flash and you loved Aquaman in this movie. There are a lot of people saying that that Justice League hurt the ability to make a good Aquaman or a good The Flash movie. That Aquaman was reduced to catchphrases like, damn, and my man, because he's one of the two gentlemen of color in the league. And that Flash was reduced to being nothing but a quip machine.
See, I don't know, because I thought the secondary characters, Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg, were the stars of that movie. I really enjoyed Barry Allen because it was just Barry Allen. It was you know, the typical Barry Allen. Mom gets murdered, dad's in jail, blah, 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 you know. And it's before that you get to see Barry Allen. It's the beginning of Barry Allen. It's not Barry Allen, the detective in the police or whatever he does, or the investigator in the police force. It's Barry Allen trying to figure out what he's going to do. And Batman brought him into this. And it's like, that's when he's like, I need friends. And Batman brought him in and said, well, here, we're your friends now. Like, we're going to do this for you. And he helps Flash, you know, become what Barry Allen is going to be later on in the movies. And the same thing with Cyborg. Cyborg didn't know what the hell was going on. And then he figured it out, and Wonder Woman comes to him and he helps him out, Justice League spoilers, and to come, you know, bring the team together. And then Aquaman just being Aquaman is very much so not typical Aquaman.
But that's the problem. Aquaman just being Aquaman. How are you going to draw in fans who don't know Aquaman?
Jason Momoa. Right. That's how you bring it in.
Right, but
that's all you need.
Jason Momoa, as much as we may love him here on Court of Nerds, is not an established star.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, no.
Yeah, he is. Movie.
John, stop. Pull back a little bit. Tell me about the great things,
Drew.
Jason. No, hold on. Tell me about the great movies Jason Momoa has made.
He's in none.
Okay. Then how are you going to sit here and tell me he's an established star?
How is Emilia Clarke an established star? She did a shitty movie called Terminator Genesis. What else has she been in? She got She got one good role as Khaleesi, and now she's the sexiest woman in the world.
But that's where I bring up an argument, okay?
Because I know you're probably just playing devil's advocate at this point.
I'm just we're having a discussion in Game of Thrones. She's an actress, right? She has to show a lot of range of emotion. She does a lot of different shit. What did Jason Momoa do in Game of Thrones?
Break shit.
No, John nailed it. That's the problem. He hasn't had to act in anything he's done yet.
But
Frontier.
Frontier was okay, though. It wasn't great.
I haven't seen the second season yet.
Yeah, but, well, and again, yeah, that movie
I'll agree. It was just Frontier.
It was okay.
It's a show.
Right.
But a lot of it is him off screen and, you know, being the cool guy and going rock climbing and
cool
doing this. And, like,
I will not
but again,
him.
Not
he
movies.
He's a cool personality. He's an intriguing fellow. But a major established star to helm a $160 million film, he is not yet.
But also, you got to remember that Snyder's not doing Aquaman.
Which gives me a hell of a lot of hope for it.
It's Juan. And if you saw Justice League, which I don't believe either of you have yet, you'd be okay with what he has done in this movie.
No, and I'm simply proposing to you what other people are saying.
No, and I get that. You know? I get that.
So
it's like giving a 16-year-old a Lamborghini.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
It was like letting
Brad Toyota Tercel.
The Tigers.
Exactly. Give him a Toyota Tercel. Let him figure it out for a while, and then give him the Lamborghini. But yeah, you're throwing a basically nobody. But you got to remember, if you give him the chance to act, they will act. All Emilia Clarke was in Game of Thrones at first was a pair of boobs. And that's kind of all it was until she basically said, I'm not getting naked anymore. I want to be the queen of the Seven Kingdoms. That's when it was like, okay, well, all right, she's got a point here, guys.
Well, let's give her a chance.
You know,
let's
give her a chance.
Put some clothes on her and let her act, I guess.
Let's see if she can do it.
What's next? Female women?
But you're not going to put a shirt on, You're not going to put a shirt on Jason Momoa.
Nah.
Not going to happen.
Titty's got to be out.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
So, I don't know. I say, screw it. Give him the Lamborghini. See what the kid can do.
By the way, guess what
and
one of...
he's not a kid. He's very much so an adult.
Guess what one of Jason Momoa's next upcoming movies is titled? Braven.
No.
I shit you not.
Is that what you just sent?
Yeah, as I just sent the Corner Nerds chat. What the
Wait,
fuck is this?
He's in it?
Yeah, he's the star. Momoa is the star of Braven.
Ben is going to love that.
Oh, that might have to be addressed on another episode of That's So Braven. But on this episode of Court of Nerds, I definitely wanted to get into a couple of things very quickly. Some quick hits before we get out of here. James Franco is getting into the X-Men universe with the perfect character, allegedly.
Yeah.
Multiple Man, Jamie Madrox would be perfect for him. Would love to see it. Should be a great film. If they go R-rated and if they go with some of the X-Factor stuff that close personal friend of Court of Nerds, Peter David, used to write.
What about Disney trying to buy Fox?
I mean, Arby's just bought B-Dub, so
I saw that too,
anything
yeah.
can happen.
Oh, and I read on the internet, which this won't be out until probably tomorrow, which is going to be the, what day, the 29th?
Hey, we're live, everyone!
We're live! Infinity War trailer tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. But this won't be out before that's out.
The 29th, so Wednesday. So enjoy it as you
John
finish this podcast.
Time. John,
we're live!
You can fix it in post.
I don't fix shit in post. Some bummer news for Stacey. The Shadow King in Legion is being recast. No reason given why the confusingly named actor dropped out. Again, I'm not going to try. And I'll try and say, Seid Takamui. That's totally wrong. Did that on purpose. No reason given. FX looking to recast the role. He said there's a big surprise coming soon. All the actor had posted before was a photo of him from the set of Legion. So I'm guessing he was cast in something much, much larger to make him leave a critically acclaimed television show. Stacey, more bad news. Still no debut date for the second season of Legion.
Man. Yes, John.
Your also.
Hand, no one can see. What your hand is up. Yes, John.
That's supposed to be the I want to talk symbol.
I didn't know.
Oh, you want me to do this?
I didn't know if
you want
me
to do this?
You're doing the Miz.
How about that?
My hand goes up, your mouth goes
Why are
shut.
You guys so violent tonight?
Fucking A.
We're not.
Christ almighty.
Is
How
it
about?
Because you guys are living together now after like
lived
a solstice.
Together for like 7 years.
Yeah. We like had a break from each other and now you're just trying to like
Stacey?
Figure it all out.
What's wrong with her? Why doesn't she understand
I don't
us?
Know.
Oh my God. For fuck's sake.
But what about the basically horror film, The New Mutants?
I am both terrified.
Like,
terrified.
I don't know if I want to see it
I'm
because
terrified.
I might be
Cautiously
stirred.
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm terrified and excited because I hate horror movies, but the New Mutants are probably my favorite group of mutants.
And it was so funny because when we went and saw Thor, when I went and saw Thor, this dude was talking to his girlfriend. He's like, oh, no, it's not Marvel because Disney owns Marvel. And it's blah, blah. And I just wanted to be like, no.
You're wrong.
Dude, you're so wrong. Like,
you're
spewing false information to a girl who probably doesn't even want to be at this movie right now. But anyway, that's all I got.
No, I
but it looks
it.
Good. I think it looks good for what
Can
it's
we talk
worth.
About Gifted?
Yeah, let's talk about The Gifted.
Have you guys been watching it?
Nope.
Shockingly good.
Right?
Like, shockingly good. Possibly the best X-Men thing that they've done besides Logan.
Yeah, I was...
I mean, Deadpool kind of, not really an X-Man, though.
I was surprisingly happy with it. I'm still watching it.
John, to counter your... Deadpool, mutant, technically not an X-Man.
Right, yeah, no. That's why I said meh.
Yeah, I was clarifying your meh.
Deadpool 2 trailer.
Deadpool 2?
Dude.
God.
Dude.
Whacking off a little bit?
Yeah, hey, listen, let's have a conversation. Sledge, in the future, when you post things about whacking off on the Facebook page, you have to sign them.
Yes.
You can't just post whacking off, everyone assumes it's all of us, which is weird.
Like, are we together? Is it coordinated?
It's a giant room. A lot of black lights.
Deadpool 2 trailer looks awesome. I mean, as we speak, the Crisis on Earth X event is going on the CW.
Yeah.
None of us are watching it.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
What's the CW?
Okay.
Sorry,
so
Brittany.
Here's a fun little side
I'm
story.
I'm not 13 anymore. Can you explain that?
We got to get out of here in a sec. But basically, John and I discussed this last night, and we kind of have discussed it in our chat. We are now at the point of oversaturation of comic book shows
God.
And movies.
Enough.
John and I are sports fans as well. Stacey, you occasionally like going outside.
On occasion, yeah.
Right. There's too much. And again, the fact that the CW isn't a channel offered on many cable packages makes it hard to keep up. And unlike some people on this podcast, John and I refuse to download them illegally.
I can't do it, man.
No, can't bring ourselves to do it.
I don't download anything.
You stream it illegally. There's not much of a difference. They don't know who you are.
Stacey Miller, she lives at. No.
Low false.
Let's not play this game.
Moneybags Miller, she can afford it.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we really appreciate you guys listening. Be sure to check out thecourtofnerds.com. And next time you're hungry, sing out to Tom and Chi in Granville. It is delicioso.
You might run into John and me.
Yeah, we were supposed to go today, but Mrs. Healthy over here.
Moneybag, what are you doing? Sorry. Are you playing sound effects on your phone?
No.
Are you going to start doing what Ben did?
I'm not Ben. Should we just end talking Star Wars in 16 days? Quarternerds.com.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even say the website right.
It's the Quarternerds.
Quarternerds.com. I'm John.
I'm Stacy.
Fuck it. I'm Drew.